Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 5 in our Boomi Integrated Experience Podcast. My name is Rob Evans, and our 5th Integrated Experience Podcast episode explores how you can help your workforce thrive in these turbulent times with data readiness, pervasive connectivity, and smart user engagement. I'm joined by Ed Makoski. Ed is the head of product at Boomi. Welcome, Ed.
Hey, Rob. Great to be here.
So, Ed, we've been talking a lot about integrated experiences over the past few podcasts, and today we're talking about workforce integrated experiences. And in today's society, we've got a ever-changing workforce population that expects a lot more out of their experience, internal and external. Can you talk a little bit about what workforce experiences mean to you and some of the experiences you've had at Boomi?
Yeah, sure. Happy to. So really what the workforce integrated experiences is exactly what it sounds like. It's about optimizing your workforce, optimizing an employee's experience, regardless of where they're physically located or sitting within the organization. They could be located at home. They could be located in an office. They can be on the road, driving somewhere, hypothetically. It's all about optimizing their experience, granting wishes for them, making data, workflows, processes, et cetera, available to them at the time when they need it.
Makes sense at a high level. Can you give me an example?
Yeah, so one example internally here at Boomi that we leverage ourselves, we do a lot of things, Boomi on Boomi as well, but HR onboarding is a good example that I like to lead with, because everyone who works knows what it's like to onboard at a company. So when a new employee, you as a new employee are joining, there are typically a lot of processes internally or a lot of applications to sign up. It's a workflows, signing up for your payroll, your laptop from an IT perspective, or even employee swag. And when you meet a new employee and you give them a fragmented experience up front, many times that'll lead them to be unproductive for the first few weeks of work and leave that employee with, you know, a pretty bad first impression with you as a company. So one easy opportunity to focus on is, what is that onboarding experience like, and how can you make them very productive across all of your systems, processes, and procedures? That's one example that I think can hit home for everyone.
Okay, so Ed, help me out here. I joined Boomi about 5 years ago, and I would put myself into that latter category of taking a week or two to be productive because it took me so long to get set up with the systems and I didn't have a great first impression. Did you experience something different?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, because when I joined, which I rejoined just a couple of years ago, about two and a half years ago now, I was surprisingly met with a great onboarding experience as a brand new employee. I expected to come into Boomi and have to spend my first 2 or 3 weeks and getting all of the system access, understanding all the tools, processes, procedures, etc. But we did implement internally before I came back an onboarding process that literally my first morning I logged in and I got my laptop and was logged in with to a welcome email and a workflow that kicked off that walked me step by step towards onboarding myself based on my role. What are the systems I had access to, all the way down to, like I said, the employee swag process, where I got to pick my t-shirt size and that sort of thing so that they can send me my new t-shirt. So I thought, first impression back, I was really excited seeing what Boomi's technology could do to enhance that experience for a new employee coming on board. So sorry you didn't get quite the same, but I'm also glad that we were able to evolve to a point where we can solve those challenges for organizations.
Yeah, Ed, for sure. That's super cool. I had heard that we had made just great strides around onboarding. I can remember us having a pretty low NPS score prior to us implementing Boomi Flow to handle some of those onboarding experiences. And I've also heard it works on, you know, just as well, whether you're on a mobile device or a tablet or logged on just on a PC as well.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, that's the other important piece to matrix out what I mentioned earlier, that you want to give that experience to the employee wherever they may be, because it could be a remote employee, someone on the go, someone who, you know, from their mobile device might be walking somewhere and get things done quickly. That's extremely important. And I would even say, when thinking about your employee experiences, not even to limit to mobile, but there are these experiences where you can bring things to their applications like Slack and others, where you want to meet them where they're working truly. And sometimes in experiences where you blend one application's capabilities into another application like a Slack, where if you just need a quick task to be done, it's a good opportunity to leverage a Boomi to bring those experiences and into a Slack experience or Microsoft Teams or something like that as well. As an example, I'll just say, hey, I'm a developer and I'm working on a task, and I can get notified in Slack where I'm working, collaborating with my other employees. And it's just an approval or a code review or something that I want to be engaged in. It can notify me there. It can take me to a screen right in the experience that allows me to work through some discrete task and then send me back on my way within Slack, versus ripping me out of my current experience, having to pivot to log into another application, do something, and then come back. It's all about optimizing and enhancing the productivity.
You know, when we look at workforce experiences and we talk about an onboarding experience or something like return to site during the pandemic or giving access to data and workflows to those employees, it really is crystallized to me when you say, meet them where they're working. Can you talk a little bit about that and how we can help optimize that productivity?
Yeah, I mean, in the return to site use case, there, you know, you could put mobile devices or tablets out in front of your facility so that someone can work a workflow there. If they walk up to a door and their badge is no longer working, that is another example of, okay, what would you do today if you don't have this integrated experience? You turn all your badges off for your employees. You don't want them entering the building until they answer some set of criteria, or they meet some set of criteria, as it was during the pandemic. How do you prevent them from opening their laptop, having to find a VPN and connect into your systems? Well, you can do that with an integrated experience, something like a tablet out in front of the door that allows them to enter some credentials and walk through an experience that essentially integrates with the system to allow, give them badge access to be able to enter the door. They don't have to call anyone or do anything. It's all self-service. So that is one example. Other examples could be, now with the rise of electric cars and connected cars and those sorts of things, there are opportunities through cars, TVs, wearable devices, et cetera, where you can interact with those things to meet your employees where they are. You know, another use case that may not be a traditional iPads use case or think about from an integrated experience, but if you say, we have a partner and customer of ours, if you're a security department in a stadium and you have a wearable device that's tracking vitals, that sort of thing, and you see any anomalies in that, you want to, you can set an alert that goes to, you know, heart rate rises or your body temperature or something, that can notify a supporting team of yours to say, okay, I may be in distress. It's something I literally don't have to do or consciously physically make an effort, but it is an experience that, hey, I'm in trouble. I'm focusing on my job, but Boomi helps call for help and can help integrate and focus cameras on my location to make sure I'm getting the support that I need. Those are ways that you can engage with your employees at the exact time they need you, sometimes where it's not in that use case, where they're not even consciously asking for help because they can't in the moment. So I think what we're doing with some of our customers and partners is really powerful in that area.
Wow, that's really neat, Ed. That's a whole area for Boomi that I hadn't even really thought of. And I guess the possibilities start to become endless when you really consider the ubiquity of the Internet of Things.
Yeah, I mean, literally the sky is the limit with Boomi. I'm encouraging our customers all the time to not just think about traditional, you know, as you move to the cloud, as you do digital transformations, it's not just about moving your applications to cloud hosting providers, moving to SaaS applications and just lifting and shifting your integrations into a cloud technology. This is really the opportunity to transform your business, and particularly from an integrated experiences perspective and your employees. Now's the time to optimize work. The workforce is changing. People are working more distributed in a more distributed nature. Really take some time to think about, as part of your digital transformation projects, how can I make a difference? How can I make my employees more productive, more than just synchronizing some data and solving problems that I've already solved before? How can I solve new things to give my company and my employees an edge?
You know, so many of the things that I've seen at Boomi here in my 5 years, best put by a CIO to me that said, Boomi allows the IT organization to say yes to the business. So the business is constantly looking to digitally transform and to bring on capabilities that the business needs. And because of the Boomi platform, they're allowed to do so, and to do so in a seamless way, but also in a way that gives them speed and gives them, you know, a cost of ownership that then they can focus on the things that really drive revenue for their business. You said something to me, Ed, that I thought was really interesting, which was around the proactive nature of data and, you know, talking about self-service. I know that Boomi has some data cataloging and prep capabilities as well. Can you talk a little bit about that, how that, you know, plays into this notion of workforce experiences and integrated experiences?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing you said there, and yes, it's been a mantra of ours, you know, in the last couple of years, is allowing IT to say yes to the business. But even the nature of that, that is a reactive thing, right? Saying yes means the business is asking me for something and I'm fulfilling that for them. You know, where we're moving today is how can, now that you're saying yes all the time, you kind of said it in there, how can I be proactive and help the business with solving problems that they don't know they have, or address or taking advantage of opportunities that they don't know are in front of them? And one of those big ones is in the data. Where data cataloging really does help is, you know, IT can provide this service to their business where they can use a tool set like Boomi's DCP to catalog the data within an organization and link that data and provide that governance so that they can IT can offer a service out to the organization to say, here, look, go here. Here's a cataloging service. Here, go and explore the data that you have, understand what it is, because data could be, you know, could unlock some magic capabilities for you that you don't know of. I mean, they say upwards of 70% of data within an organization is unknown. Well, how is it going to be known? IT in an isolation doesn't know what that data means because they're managing the bits and bytes and the disks and so on and so forth of these apps or the apps themselves. The business understands that data better than anyone, but the business doesn't always have access to all the different data sources within an organization. So cataloging, giving the capability to allow users to explore in a role-based way the data that could be at their fingertips, the data across the organizations, make correlations within that data, et cetera, something that's really powerful and is part of a digital transformation. I would encourage CIOs and CDOs, I know CDOs are thinking about this already, but if you don't have a CDO, CIOs, about how you can embark upon this kind of journey to empower the users within your organization to give them the data at their fingertips, but in a secure way. You don't want to just open up all your data sources to everyone. So that's the important piece that a data catalog solution can give you as well.
That notion of 70% of the data is unknown, I'm sure that that strikes a lot of CIOs and or, you know, some business leaders as being fearful. And you're saying that our cataloging product can actually discover that data?
Yes, with the simple, you know, adding of connectivity to those different systems, you know, our data catalog capabilities will crawl and index and create essentially canonical models of data for the organization and pull things together and potentially surface data that you didn't know you had. So we'd like to talk the canonical model piece. What's fun about that is many CIOs or different departments can probably relate to the fact of, hey, what's the definition, something like, what is the definition of my customer? And if you've got 800 applications in your environment, the definition of a customer becomes very complicated because it's different between a finance person will give one answer, a product person will give another, a salesperson will give another. But something like cataloging capabilities, you can link all these systems together and truly cataloging can pull information. There may be definitions or information about your customer in a system you never even thought it would have, and pull that all together and truly tell you, here is the definition of a customer according to your business. And here is the definition of this specific customer and their information and what you know about them. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, that is super powerful. So Ed, you said something earlier that I wrote down about the business understands their data better than anyone else. And I couldn't agree more, because sometimes I think that we have people in corporate America and or businesses who might ask IT for a report and they give them that report, but there's no real context around that data. Potentially, there's mistakes made about business planning and forward strategies because you just consume a specific data that you've been asked for, but there's no context around that. It sounds like with this cataloging, we're actually serving up data that the business can better consume.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So internally for Boomi, for example, you know, we're working on our own cataloging project, and I'll relate it to you, Rob, in your role. But, you know, we're working on our own framework. How do we catalog data between product, our platform, our business, et cetera? We have a lot of information about our customers in our platform. We have a lot of information about our customers in our CRM and our finance system, et cetera. And when I think about, hey, you and your role, and you know, within sales, if someone were to ask you, if you were looking for some information about a particular customer, set of customers, you would traditionally have to ask IT. And in a use case, they may provide you a dump out of Salesforce or something as a CRM to give you that information. But no context, it may miss the mark, etc. But in a cataloging scenario, we are looking to give you the capability to go and yourself or someone from your team to explore the data across all the data sets based on rights that you have within your role as an organization that pulls this information together. And you'll get supplemental information based, again, on the right, that maybe you'll get some information from the platform. You'll have the context of what you're looking for. You'll get information from the finance systems, from CRM, et cetera, and be able to really explore and find what you need based on the context for your ask versus, you know, iterating on that a ton of times to get the right data and going to 10 different departments and asking for all kinds of stuff or putting that pressure on IT. That's kind of the clear example of where that is an integrated experience right there in a data cataloging solution so that you as an end user looking for data can get the data you want the first time based on what you have a right to versus having to pivot and ask 25 different times and get non-contextual data that you didn't ask for.
You're so correct. And it's interesting in every business role and in mine running sales, when I started here 5 years ago, you know, it was quite a challenge to do any sort of a QBR prep because I had to pull data and I had to ask people to run reports and do pivot tables and everything, you know, just to get me the answer to the questions that I assumed was going to be asking in a QBR. Not the best experience. And now so much of that data is literally at my fingertips that I'm not only asking and answering questions that might be asked at a QBR, but I'm actually using this data now to leverage where do we want to grow next? Where's my next dollar of investment going to be in sales? And it really maximizes my productivity, but also gets us out of just the information gathering phase and actually leveraging that data to put to use.
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, it's all about, you're saying it, the data at your fingertips, getting data when you want it, is making you and your team way more productive. So that's all exciting stuff that I like to hear about some of the solutions we're providing.
Very cool. Well, Ed, anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap this up?
I would just encourage everyone again, just anybody listening, you know, think outside of the box a little bit as you're adopting Boomi's technologies. If you're thinking more traditional integration use cases, think about these workforce integrated experiences, how you can help your workforce be more productive. Don't just think about, hey, being able to say yes faster to the business, but how can you also continue to add value to the business and ultimately drive a better bottom line?
Right on. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Rob.
That concludes episode number 5 of our podcast series. Thanks to everyone for listening. If you'd like any more information, please visit resources.boomi.com or boomi.com/customers. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.